Hey, everybody, welcome back. We're diving into some really practical advice today.
Yeah.
It's all about making that jump from like the blue collar world, into the freelance life, especially like managing all the digital stuff. It's
Right.
like a whole different beast.
It is.
So we're looking at lesson three, Taming the Digital Beast.
Okay.
And it's from Freelancing Insider. Have you seen this
Oh
one?
yeah, this is a good one. There's a lot of good stuff in here.
Yeah. There is so much. Okay, so first up, they talk about this whole always-on thing with digital work.
Right.
It's like
Yeah.
you never really clock out.
It's so true. And it's such a, I think, a big change from, a more traditional job where you clock in at a certain time and you clock out and then you leave work behind. It's much harder to do that when you're, working from home a lot.
Totally. Or you're
Right.
freelancing.
So how do we like set boundaries when, emails and everything are just a tap away?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the key here is to really try to think back to those boundaries that you had in your blue collar job.
Okay.
And so one of the first things that the source suggests is to actually define your workspace.
Okay, so like, even if I don't have a fancy office,
Yeah.
I should still have like a spot.
Exactly.
That's my work zone.
Yeah. It can be a corner of a room. It could be a specific chair that you always sit in when you're working. It could be a certain table, whatever works for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. So like even if it's my kitchen table sometimes, I'm like, okay, this is work time.
Exactly.
Got it. And then there's the actual like work hours,
All
right?
right. Yeah.
By actually setting those.
Yeah, setting those hours and then communicating them to your clients so they know when you're available and when you're not. Because otherwise, they might expect you to be answering emails at, 10 o'clock at night or something like that, and you don't want that.
No, not really. But what about those times where, like, something urgent comes up?
Right.
I can't just ignore a client.
No, of course not. But you can set expectations, right?
Right, Kate.
So you let them know, hey, I'm going to respond to you. I'll get back to you within 24 hours or
Right.
whatever time frame works for you. But they know
Yeah.
that you're not available 24/7.
Right, I like that. Okay, so we've got those boundaries kind of figured out.
Yep.
But then there's the tech itself,
Yeah.
which, I mean, we need it to freelance.
Right. It's a double-edged sword.
Totally.
Yeah.
But it can be such a
A
distraction.
huge
Like,
distraction.
where do we even start with that?
I think a good place to start is with email,
Okay.
because email is, it's constant for most of us,
Right.
and it's a huge time suck if you let it be.
Yeah.
So the source talks about, instead of just constantly checking your email all day long, set aside some specific times. Maybe it's twice a day, and you go through your email then.
Got it.
And then also using filters.
Filters, those things I always ignore.
Yeah, exactly. They're your friend.
Okay, I never really set them up, but.
Think of it like organizing your tools on a workbench, right?
Okay.
You want to have all your screwdrivers in one place, all your hammers in another place.
Yeah.
Email filters are kind of like that for your inbox.
So I could have, like, my top clients, their
Exactly.
emails go straight to a certain folder.
Yep. Or they get flagged with a star.
Okay.
Or you can use filters to automatically get rid of all those newsletters.
Oh yeah, the ones I never read.
Or promotions that you're not interested in.
Okay, that makes sense. Like clearing out that digital clutter.
Exactly.
All right, so what about social media?
That's a big one.
Because that can be such a time suck.
Oh, yeah.
Like hours can go by.
It can suck you right in.
Yeah.
But again, I think, the key here is to be intentional.
Okay.
If you're using social media for work, treat it like a work task.
Right.
Schedule a specific time to do it,
Right.
just like you would any other task.
Got it.
And for your personal social media, well, it's all about limiting the scroll time.
Yeah, but that's easier said than done.
It is, but there are some tools that can help.
Like what?
There is an app called Freedom, for example,
Okay.
and it basically lets you block distracting websites
Oh, wow.
or apps for a certain period of time.
Okay.
So, like, if you know that you really need to focus from, 9 to noon, you can block Facebook, you can block Twitter.
So it's like someone's taking my phone away, but
Exactly, yeah.
digitally.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
There's another app called Rescue Time,
Okay.
and that one's really good for tracking
Oh.
how you spend your time online.
So I can actually see how much time I'm wasting.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. That one might be a little scary,
It
but
can be. It can be eye-opening.
yeah, for
Yeah.
sure. Okay. So we've got the boundaries. We're taming the tech. What's next?
Well, Next, we're going to talk about the power of habits and
All
how those can really help you stay productive as a freelancer.
right, let's dive into that.
Okay.
All right, so we're back, and I feel like we've laid some good groundwork here
Yeah.
about how to manage all this digital stuff as a freelancer. But now I want to get to the good stuff.
Okay.
Like, why are we doing all this?
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, like, what's the payoff?
What's the reward? Well, and I think, you know, if we think back to why a lot of people choose to freelance in the first place, it's for the freedom and the flexibility where you get to be your own boss, set your own hours, choose your own projects.
Totally. And especially coming from those blue collar jobs where you're told what to do, when to do it. This is a whole new world, right?
It is.
But we've been talking about how that freedom also comes with a new set of responsibilities. It's not just like you're off the hook now. You've got
Exactly.
to manage yourself. You've got to manage your time,
Yeah.
and you've got to manage your tech.
And that's where I think a lot of those skills from, you know, blue collar jobs come in handy. You know, think about it. You're used to showing up on time, working hard,
Getting the job done.
getting the job done no matter what, right? That same work ethic is going to serve you so well in the freelance world.
So it's not about forgetting everything
Right.
from that old life.
Not at all.
It's like bringing those good things with you into
Exactly.
this new world.
Yeah, it's like taking your old toolbox and keeping some of those trusty tools, but then adding some new ones
Got it.
that are specifically designed for this digital world.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
So we've got the work ethic, we're managing our time, we're managing the tech. What else does this freelancing insider thing say about really unlocking the potential?
Well, one thing they talk about is setting goals. You know, just like you had a plan for each project on the construction site, you need a roadmap for your freelance business.
Okay, but is that something that people forget to do?
I think it's easy to overlook, especially when you're first starting out. You're so focused on just, you know, getting clients, getting projects, that you don't necessarily take the time to think about, okay, what do I actually want to achieve? Where do I see myself in a year? Where do I see myself in 5 years?
It's like going to a job site without knowing what you're building.
Exactly. So having those goals gives you that direction, gives you that motivation.
And those goals can be anything, right?
Anything, yeah.
Like financial goals, creative goals,
Absolutely.
lifestyle goals.
Yeah, so maybe you want to earn enough money to, you know, take your family on that vacation you've always dreamed of. Or maybe you want to have the flexibility to, you know, coach your kids' soccer team. Or maybe you want to finally write that novel that's been in the back of your mind. Freelancing can make those dreams a reality, but you need a plan.
It's like taking control,
It
not
is.
just of your work, but your whole life. That's
Absolutely.
pretty cool.
It is. It is.
So, okay, we don't have to figure all this out by ourselves.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
there's help out there.
There are tons of resources.
Like Freelancing Insider.
Yeah, Freelancing Insider is a great one.
Okay.
There are others too, but the point is,
Yeah.
there are people who have walked this path before you, and they're happy to share their wisdom.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to reach out, ask questions,
Right.
connect with other freelancers. You can learn so much from each other.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So as we kind of wrap up this section on unlocking the potential of freelancing, I want to leave you with a thought.
Okay, I like these final thoughts.
Yeah, think back to your days on the construction site, in the factory, wherever you were working. What were the skills that made you stand out? The things that your colleagues, your bosses always praised you for. Maybe it was your attention to detail, your ability to troubleshoot problems. Or maybe you were really good at explaining things to people. Now, think about how those same skills could make you an incredible freelancer.
I see where you're going with this.
Right. Maybe you could be the go-to editor for really detailed technical documents. Maybe you could be the project manager who keeps everyone on track. Or maybe you could be the online instructor who demystifies complex software for beginners.
So we're taking those skills from the old world and using them in this new world.
Exactly,
You know, and
exactly.
I love it.
Yeah, so you already have the building blocks. You just need to figure out how to apply them
Okay.
to this new world.
That's inspiring. That's a good way to wrap up this part.
All right, well, join us for part three,
Yes.
where we'll leave you with a final question.
Ooh, can't wait. Okay, I'm still thinking about that last point. It's like we've got all these hidden superpowers
Yeah.
from our blue collar days that
Absolutely.
we can like bring into freelancing. Okay, so I feel like in this whole deep dive, we've covered so much, right?
Yeah, we've talked about boundaries, time management,
The tech,
taming the tech, setting goals.
finding support. Like
Yeah.
it's a lot, but it's good stuff.
It is. It's a lot to digest, but it's all important stuff.
Right. And I think one thing that's important to remember is
Yeah.
that like everyone's freelance journey is going to be different.
Right. There's no one size fits all
Yeah.
approach to this.
And that's something I've heard from like a lot of other freelancers too.
Right.
It's like what works for one person might not work for someone else.
Exactly.
So you kind of have to like experiment
Yeah.
and figure out what works for you.
Absolutely. Find your own groove.
Yeah.
It's like back on the construction site. You
Okay.
know, you might have your preferred way of framing a wall or laying bricks, but you're always open to learning new techniques,
Right.
trying out different tools.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
And just like on a construction site,
Yeah.
you know, there are going to be days where everything goes smoothly
Right.
and you're feeling great, you're on top of your game.
Yeah.
And then there are going to be days when you're wrestling with a tricky problem,
Oh, yeah.
or you're feeling overwhelmed
Oh,
by the
wait.
workload.
And that's when we like pull out this toolkit that we've been talking about.
Yeah, those boundaries, the time management strategies, the support systems,
Well,
all of that
yeah.
is there to help you navigate those ups and downs.
Because those are going to happen
Oh, yeah.
no matter what you do.
Absolutely.
And it's good to remember too, like we're
Yeah.
not alone in this.
No, not at all.
There's a whole
Well, there's
community
a huge community.
of other freelancers
Yeah.
who are like going through the same things.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think those resources like Freelancing Insider
Right.
are so
Yeah,
helpful.
they're invaluable.
Okay, so.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
Yeah.
I want to leave you with one final question to think about.
Okay, hit me with it.
Think back to those blue-collar jobs that you're transitioning from.
Okay.
What were the values that were just ingrained in you on
And
those job sites, the things that were expected, respected,
okay.
that made for a good worker? You know, what were those?
Like I'm thinking showing up on time,
Yes.
doing what you say you're going to do, taking pride in your work,
Absolutely.
those kinds of things.
Those are the th those values
Yeah.
are going to serve you well in the freelance world too.
Got it.
Reliability, integrity, a strong work ethic. These are the foundations of a successful freelance career.
It's like those values are the steel beams that
Yeah.
hold up the whole structure
That's a great way to put it.
of your freelance business.
Yeah.
Like without them, everything else kind of falls apart.
It does. It does.
So
It's.
as we're moving into this new world of freelancing, remember those lessons that we learn from those jobs
Absolutely.
and combine those with all this digital stuff that we talked about.
And you'll be well on your way
Okay.
to building a thriving and fulfilling
Yeah.
freelance career.
I love it. Okay, so that is a wrap on this deep dive.
All right.
We gave you a lot to think about,
We did.
but remember, take it one step at a time.
One step at a time.
Experiment, find what works for you.
Yeah.
And build that freelance career that really aligns with your values
That's
and
it.
your vision.
Absolutely.
I love it. Okay, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, keep learning, keep growing,
And keep freelancing.
and keep diving deep. Bye, everybody.